Carbondale's Board of Trustees had two popular and worthy proposals to choose from. Should they turn the soon-to-be-vacant Gordon Cooper Library into a family enrichment center to provide daycare for young children, or would the town be best served by a museum for a world-renowned sculptor? In a 6-to-1 vote, the board approved the museum, which is backed by philanthropist Jim Calloway.
I'm very happy because I think the Searles Museum will be a great thing for this community that we all love.
3 years ago, Calloway, a lifelong friend of the artist James Searles, formed a small group he calls Team Searles. Their idea was to build a place to house Searles' sculpture and to make Carbondale a destination for art tourists. When the town announced it was looking for a way to repurpose the library, Team Searles was ready with a plan. Sue Edelstein sits on the Carbondale Public Arts Commission and was an early member of Team Searles.
Art tourism becomes bigger and bigger in the world each year. It's a double draw in this case because you have the beautiful location as well as the high-quality art.
And, says Edelstein, Carbondale will be home to the only Searles Museum in the world. His large public sculptures are in cities around the world. In New York alone, for example, there are 6 Searles sculptures on Park Avenue. Searles lives and has his studio in Missouri Heights. In addition to housing much of his own collection, the museum promises to be an educational space for young artists and a gallery for other artists' work curated by Searles himself. The museum, says Edelstein, would recognize Searles' Carbondale connection.
He's a nationally and internationally respected sculptor who has a love for this valley and lives here and cares about the town of Carbondale. He's a local.
The plan calls for Jim Calloway to raise about $1 million to add on to the Gordon Cooper building, creating enough space for Searles' larger work. He told the Board of Trustees the museum would occupy the building for at least 20 years. The library will move to its new location down 4th Street later this year. Reaction to last night's vote was not so cheerful for backers of the Family Enrichment Center proposal. Trustees, clearly wrestling with a difficult decision, discussed postponing the vote to allow for other ideas on how to support both proposals. In the end, though, only Trustee Pam Zentmeyer voted for the child care idea. Like Team Searles, Francis Lewis and Catherine Camp spent years developing their idea for a center that would help young families with childcare and after-school care. Lewis and Camp said they aren't sure what they'll do next. Lewis says it might be driven by reaction to last night's vote.
I think a lot depends on how the community is going to react to this, honestly. How we move forward and what we do really depends on all these people who've rallied behind this.
There is no firm timetable for when a James Searles Museum will open. Jim Calloway says architects will now finalize their design and he will begin raising money for construction immediately. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.